I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game, a half century of Sports Illustrated's cover choices. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our discussion of the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hi, Bill.
Today, the San Francisco Giants and Texas Rangers will play Game 3 of the World Series. The Giants are up 2-0. Are the Rangers just spotting the Giants a couple to keep it interesting?
Well, they better win the first one back at the house that W built, or they're in deep trouble. Right now, the Rangers look like they are completely unprepared for playing in the World Series.
Whether their team wins or loses, one particular segment of San Francisco fans is going to be especially interested in how many home runs their team can hit during the series, don't you think?
Yes, the Relief, L-E-A-F, see what they did there.
That's clever.
The Relief Herbal Center in San Francisco is offering all Giants fans one free marijuana joint for every home run team hits in the World Series. Aren't they glad Willie Mays doesn't still play?
This is for medicinal purposes only, I'm quite sure. Regarding Texas catcher Benji Molina said this week, it's going to be a very happy World Series for Benji Molina. How can Benji Molina be sure?
Well, he's speaking for two people right now. Benji Molina of the San Francisco Giants and the current Benji Molina of the Texas Rangers. Because he's guaranteed a ring no matter what he does because he was traded from San Francisco to Texas this season.
As reported earlier in the program, the Miami Heat will not be undefeated this season. They lost their first game opening night. Should this have come as a surprise to the proprietors of Hollywood, Florida's Whiskey Tango All-American Bar and Grill?
Well, it's a $4,100 lesson because they vowed to cover the bar tabs of any customer who signed up for what they called the Three King Challenge. They're not serving myrrh, by the way. By means they were going to pay anyone's bar tab up to $25 if the Heat lost. So the Heat lost and all the customers won.
WLRN in Miami is a really cool radio station because they have the good sense to carry Only a Game and because they recently ran a LeBron James poetry contest. More than 1,000 people submitted entries. Would you like to favor us with the winner?
First of all, I think this woman has a very cool poet's name. Her name is Crystal Booker, which is a very good poet's name. Anyway, her winning entry is, "Letting go is hard, we know. The king is here and we've warmed up his seat. Cleveland, go ahead and spit flames. You can't burn up the heat." Now, that reads like the translation from the original Slovenian, but apparently that was the winner. But my favorite was the one who came from a guy who used to sell food at the Heat games. "Arepa! Hot dog! Soda! Shish kebab! Feeding hungry Heat fans is my job. The summer's over and they'll be back, but this year I'll be a little bit more busy. I traded in my apron for a LeBron jersey." Busy in jersey.
Busy.
See what he did
jersey.
There?
Now
see
that,
what he did there?
That's just, okay. Yes. Okay, moving right along. Former NBA star Allen Iverson has signed a 2-year, $4 million deal with a Turkish pro team. So what's Turkish for practice?
Is he delighted? Ha, ha, ha.
Oh,
that's very bad.
Boy.
That was really bad. That was almost as bad as that LeBron poem right there. Yeah, he's going to make $4 million over 2 years with a team called Besiktas. And I hope they don't practice very often because we know he doesn't take to it very well.
If Brett Favre takes the first snap for the Vikings when they play the Patriots tomorrow afternoon, and then he hobbles over to the sideline and calls for a substitute because he has decided that his broken ankle does hurt after all, his string of consecutive starts will be 292. What's the likelihood that it works out that way?
Probably pretty good, although Brad Childress could become my favorite person in the history of professional football if he just doesn't start him at all, thereby sending Fox and later that night NBC into having to crate up all those adjectives again.
Charlie, large numbers of college football teams will be facing off against each other today. Which particular matchups should we be paying attention to?
Well, it's a big weekend in the SEC, actually. Florida and Georgia play in the annual I Wear My Mullet with My Pickup Truck Bowl, also known as the world's largest cocktail party.
Oh,
and
goodness.
Auburn goes to Ole Miss, and this will be Ole Miss's equivalent of a bowl game. It's possible at that point that Auburn will lose, thereby clarifying the bowl picture and causing all the Boise State people to run up the glacier in celebration.
Researchers at Ithaca College released a report that squashes at least somewhat the notion that scholarship athletes really do get a free ride. What did they find?
Well, they found that Division I athletes usually have to pony up somewhere close to $3,000 a year in school-related expenses that aren't covered in the grants and aid. Now, we hear this all the time. Well, they're compensated through their scholarships. Well, no, they're not, actually. And on top of that, they have 60-hour-a-week jobs that requires travel all over the United States of America. Hopefully, this study will get circulated to those people who don't know any better.
All right, Charlie, here's a little quiz to determine how much attention you are paying to a pro golf landscape not being dominated by Tiger Woods. Depending on how things go this weekend, one of two golfers could replace Mr. Woods as the top-ranked player in the world. Who are they?
Ben Hogan.
I like it.
No,
and Sam Snead.
No, and Bobby Jones.
There you go.
No, actually, as I pick up this piece of research material that was handed to me by the Only a Game sports staff.
Wait a minute.
Apparently,
people aren't supposed to know
It would be Lee Westwood, who I have actually heard about, and Martin Kamer, who I have not.
There you go.
I'm rooting for the guy I haven't heard of.
On December 2nd, FIFA will announce whether Belgium and the Netherlands, England, Portugal and Spain, or Russia will host the 2018 World Cup. The bidding process has been characterized by some as corrupt.
No!
Only by those who've been paying attention to it. So that means Russia gets it, right?
Well, I don't know. The Russians and the English are feuding with each other. My favorite one comes from the bid leader of the Russian effort, Alexei Sorokin, who criticized England's bid to host the 2018 World Cup by saying that London has, quote, a high crime rate and a youth drinking problem. This is a Russian saying this. How much of this nonsense am I supposed to swallow? Please give it to Belgium and the Dutch.
During this year's World Cup, Paul the Octopus successfully predicted the result of every game the German team played, and this week, I guess, Paul recognized that his work was done.
That's what they'd like you to believe. The international soccer gaming cartel got in there and killed him because he was too good. He was messing up their game. So, yes, we will have to find another soccer-picking octopus. Luckily, the Russians probably have several on retainer on hand.
Yeah. For the record, I think we should clarify that Paul the Octopus lived pretty much exactly as long as octopi generally live, whether or not they're picking winners in the World Cup.
That's right. I mean, he lived as long as most octopi who are interested in soccer live, which is 2.5 years.
Until quite recently, Sister Virginia Muller of the School Sisters of Notre Dame in Baltimore had never heard of Honus Wagner, one of the five original inductees into baseball's Hall of Fame. But Sister Virginia knows who the Flying Dutchman is now. Explain, please.
Yeah, one of the 100-year-old baseball cards, one of the most, the most sought-after baseball card among collectors, was donated to the order, and they're auctioning off, which the card is not in very good condition, apparently. It's going to get somewhere between $150,000 and $200,000, all of which will go to their mission ministries around the world. I am really sorry that this wasn't something she confiscated from some kid in fourth grade 60 years ago.
I think that
would be very cool.
And finally, Charlie, it is not unusual for pro athletes to try to establish themselves as recording artists. Shaquille O'Neal has done that, as have Ron Artest, Bernie Williams, and the 85 Chicago Bears. Do you suppose that that's what encouraged Alexander Ovechkin of the Washington Capitals to attempt the crossover?
Well, there's gangster rap, and then there's Russian gangster rap. You know what the difference is? Tattoos on the knuckles, my friend. He's going to do a record with Eminem. He's going to do a rap record with Eminem, of whom he is apparently a terrific fan, and points out that Eminem's 8 Mile film is just great. Thank you, Alex. Very nice. Thanks. Thank you for plugging that, and I'm looking forward to not hearing this.
Charlie Pierce is the author of Idiot America, among other books, and he joins me each week here on Only a Game. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill. Slim Shady.